little over 2 weeks ago, Arne Duncan took to Twitter to say schools should start later. Now, here's a guy who knows a little bit about schools. He ran the Chicago School District, third largest in the country, something like 400,000 kids there. And then he was recruited by President Obama to be our Secretary of Education, which is the position he holds now. He said on Twitter on August 19th, quote, "Common sense to improve student achievement that too few have implemented. Let teens sleep more and start the school day later." Essentially, he wants to change the way kids have to get up before dawn and out of the house for schools that start at, well, in many school districts in America, it's a quarter after 7 or 7:30. I can tell you, as the father of a teenager myself, that's not really the best time of the day for her, or for most kids her age. Now that she's in college, she knows, you know what, no classes before 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. But you don't have that choice when you're a high school student. There is a group, an advocacy group, called Start School Later, online at startschoollater.net, that has been pushing for exactly these kinds of changes. And Mary Eisner-Heidorn is the legislative director. Mary, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you very much.
I know you've got a couple of high schoolers at home. How much of a struggle is it for them to get to first period?
Let's just say that they would prefer not to wake up later, and I would prefer not to wake up with them and drive them, because if they actually walked, as the school system would have them, they would have to wake up even earlier.
Why is it that schools, that high school in particular, starts, I mean, of the three schools, elementary, middle, and high school, the high school kids go in first. They seem to be the ones least capable of getting up in the morning.
Well, believe it or not, about the time when you and I were going to high school, if you think back, we actually went to high school at a decent hour, but in the 70s, when budgets were getting kind of squeezed, they came up with this concept of tiered busing. And they made some decisions before the science was known that they thought they could save money by doing this tiered busing. And they thought that older kids would be the ones that could handle it. And so they put the high school kids first and thought that that would be beneficial for everybody. And it's only as the science has emerged that made it obvious that our adolescents are the ones who need both more sleep, as much sleep as our middle schoolers and our elementary schoolers, and that the decision actually cost us something, and that our adolescents need to be at school later, and it doesn't work for us. It's actually costing us in terms of the damage we're doing for our kids.
Now, tell me about that science. Wouldn't it be better to send the kids who are waking up early in the morning anyway, though that would be the youngest kids, wouldn't it be better to put them on that school bus first? Not that I think that 7:20 in the morning is a good time for anyone in particular to learn anything that they have to retain for a long time. But what does the science say about the different ages?
I think really what we as an advocacy organization recommend is that no school should start too early, and that the schools can totally afford working through their school systems and determining optimally how to deliver kids to school in a way that works for everybody. Our students today are the future leaders, and we need to be working on their education so that all of them get to school safely, but really in a way that works for the kids, just as Arne Duncan said.
All right, now
educating our students.
It
shouldn't be about the busing. We need to be thinking about the kids' needs and not about busing.
Okay, so, but I know that one of the arguments against changing the school day, particularly for high school, Mary, is we have kids who are involved in after-school sports, after-school activities, after-school jobs. If we started the school day even an hour later, that would throw that entire rest of the day into havoc. How do you respond to that?
Okay, there's two issues in play. Number one, everybody says, well, but there's change. And my response to that is our children are change agents. Just look at them. They come out, and they're little, and they change every day. So we have to change with them. So we have to get over the fact that there's a certain amount of change that needs to happen because they just come along. And there are changes that we need to make. The school system is making constant changes. The truth of the matter is that if our children were more awake, we could probably have slightly shorter practice schedules. The school systems that have implemented these later school starts, the teams where these kids have more sleep, they're beating the crap out of the systems where there's less sleep. Why? Huh. Because their kids are more alert, they're more capable, they're better, they're smarter, they're more able students because they're not asleep on the field. They're just better kids because they're sleeping. They're getting the sleep they need. We as adults, we know what it's like to go without sleep. Are we not more coordinated and more high-functioning when we have the sleep we need? So let's not kid ourselves. Sleep makes you a better and more capable person all around, not only intellectually, but physically. Secondly, jobs. Of course the kids would have time for jobs because the kids could work when they're needed to work. Our school day can be accommodating to fit the kids getting the sleep they need. All we have to do is all put our minds together, recognizing that our children need to have the health and safety and educational benefits that fit their bodily needs. Isn't educating the future of our kids about meeting their needs? I mean, why jam them into a schedule that suits us as adults when, in fact, what we're doing is talking about, you know, jamming them into a schedule that doesn't work for us? I mean, I don't know how to say this in a way that why put them in a box that works for us but doesn't work for them?
Yep.
And then say, well, it has to stay that way just because it works for us, even if it hurts them?
Mary, you don't have to convince me that people who make the status quo argument have no real standing. Oh, that's the way we've always done it. Doesn't mean that's the way we have to continue doing it. And I'm curious, you mentioned that there are school districts that have made this change, and they have seen, I'm inferring from what you said, that they are not only getting better grades out of these kids, but maybe even better attendance out of them?
They get better attendance. They get better, the side effects of poor sleep include depression. They include all kinds of ills that you would expect. So you get depression, you get weight gain, you get things that look like childhood diseases, you get poor grades, you get, I mean, a lot of things that you could say look like the achievement gap, because who can afford to drive their kid to school? Well, only wealthy parents can afford to help your child avoid the bus. The children of lower-income students can't do that. So they have no choice but to take those buses that are so early in the morning. So the things that we can do to bridge that achievement gap that we're talking about, well, let's get everybody the sleep they need, regardless of where they are. All of these issues can be addressed in some level if you give everybody the sleep they need.
All right, now I've got to ask you a question parent to parent, but we're both parents of teenagers. My kid's already gone off to college. You still have twin boys who are in high school. Let's be honest here, Mary. If you started school an hour later, wouldn't they stay up an hour later at night and so they'd get the same net sleep hours?
No. That's, you know, for those people who think this is about laziness, this is about teenage circadian rhythm. And by the way, I am the stepmother to three that are 25 and 22, almost 23. The reality is that there is a period in your life when you just can't fall asleep. I know that Zach cannot fall asleep before a certain hour. I tell my children to go to bed at 10:30, and I know for a fact that Zach lies there. He just lies there, and he just can't fall asleep until 11, 11:30. And I hear him rattling around, and I would love to tell you as a parent of an adolescent that you know, I would have them go to bed even if they didn't have a high school workload at a certain hour earlier. But he tells me, Mom, you are crazy to think that I'm going to get 9 hours of sleep. I may need it, but I'm not going to get it. And I would like to give him as much as possible an opportunity to get as close to that mark because his body needs it. I'm watching him grow. I'm watching him change. This is a time in their life when they're growing. Denying my child the opportunity to get the sleep he needs, I feel terrible that I can't give him that. I mean, as a parent. I mean, don't you feel like you'd like to give that as a parent?
Oh, absolutely.
So
It would have cut down on a lot of grumpiness in our house. It'll be interesting to see now, Mary, if having the Secretary of Education on your side, and he's come out and publicly endorsed it this week, if that will change anything. Of course, school starting times aren't a federal question, but maybe local school districts and local educators will pay attention to it. And if not, they can go to your website for more information. Mary Eisner-Hydorn, Legislative Director of StartSchoolLater.net. Thanks for joining me here today.
Thank you.
This is America Weekend. America.